welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Each time you listen to us, we will give you useful ideas to make a meaningful life work. I'm here today with my co-host, Billy Liberty, who will be asking questions, and also I hope you'll be asking questions. Billy is my longtime friend and editor of my first book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle. Hi, Billy.
Hi. Thanks to Maureen. Thank Maureen. Thanks to the Dr. Pat Show. Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen, as you know, is an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups, providing insightful information from their guides through her connection to the Akashic Records. Her first book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, is based on the manifestation workshop of that name that she has been facilitating since 1994. Her students tell us their genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the law of attraction successfully. Maureen's next book, Reweaving the Fabric of Your Reality, is a how-to book on understanding and clearing old stuck energies, curses and entities, and integrating lost and immature parts of yourself. Every time you feel like there's something holding you back from fulfilling your plans, it might be this, and our information helps you clear whatever it is. The third book, Beyond the Flower of Life, came from her experiences teaching the Flower of Life workshop, Merkaba Meditation, for over 15 years. She's also released a guided version of the Merkaba Meditation that is available as a CD or MP3 download. Her company is Transformational Enterprise Incorporated, and has developed, in addition to these products, a highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line called Aromandalas. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, give you ideas and inspire you to grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Today we're talking about a world with no more karma. A world with no more karma. Wow. Meanwhile, I'd just like to invite you to visit www.maureenstgermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com to see Maureen's books, meditation CDs, and Aromandala's essential oil blends for healing every kind of emotional wound. Now, before we start, Maureen and I invite you to write down the listener call-in number, 800-930-2819, so you can ask questions when you call in. And I'm sure there are going to be people who are saying, what do you mean, a world with no more karma? So, Maureen, what do you mean by that?
Well, it means the rules have changed. And I think it's really funny. You can barely say it. And I don't mean just you. All of us can barely say it, not only because it's a tongue twister, but because a world with no more karma is almost incomprehensible. It means that we are no longer burdened by the weight of past lives or past mistakes. It means that each day we get a clean slate, and it means that we are accountable for our behaviors, more like instant karma, but we also don't have anything to hold us back anymore.
So does that mean we can do anything we want without consequences?
I love this question. Everybody asks this question. The answer is, yeah, you can, but you won't make any progress. And when we say no more consequences, certainly the world we live in is full of consequences. So even if the creation zone says there's no more karma and, you know, what you did 2 years ago or 5 years ago is without karma, it doesn't mean that you won't have consequences in the 3D reality. But the minute you become aware that there's no more karma, you have what I will call personal accountability to yourself. And so anytime you do something that you regret, your regret is enough fuel to motivate you to do better next time. And it means that your regret is enough. You don't have to pay that debt back. You don't have to experience the pain and suffering that you may have accidentally inflicted. It also implies that you're not out there being aggressive in your behavior and harming others.
So we wouldn't kill someone walking down the street because it's against the law. We'd not do it because we have no need to and we don't want to have blood on our hands. Something like that?
Exactly. Yeah, it's like that. But it also means that, you know, it changes, you know, like when you're learning about yourself and about karma and about the wheel of life and the idea of reincarnation, many times we're taught that, you know, if you took a man's eye in a previous life, you're going to lose an eye in this life. And the idea of no more karma means that you've learned everything that you're going to learn that way, and instead you're choosing to operate in a different way by being conscious of your behavior instead of unconscious. So the karma business was always about unconscious behavior, because conscious behavior then leads us be accountable to ourselves and to others.
So would you say we're becoming more conscious of our behaviors and their consequences?
And we are becoming more conscious, exactly, all the way around, in every way.
So we're more aware of what we're feeling before we might act on it, too.
That's right. You know, and it's also like this. When you start to do something that is hurtful, that you didn't realize was hurtful, you'll start to see what the other person might feel like, and it actually can cause you to be, your consciousness is so aware that you realize, oh, that's gonna be a problem, or that's going to hurt someone, and so you don't even take that action. So the no more karma is literally a new level of awareness that leads us to a level of sensitivity, a level of conscious awakening that makes it possible to know what the other person is thinking before they might say it.
So I guess with me, sometimes I feel that way about competition because maybe I win, but then someone else loses, and that doesn't feel good. I much prefer a situation where we can both win. Is that sort of what you're talking about also?
Yeah, I think that's a good place to start. You don't want to win at the expense of someone losing. So that sensitivity that you don't want to lose is already being transferred to another. I don't want them to lose either.
So it also means looking in maybe a bigger perspective is what's not what my immediate good is, but maybe what my highest good is. And what the highest good, not just for me, but for my loved ones, my family, my community.
Exactly. And the thing that's very tricky here is that everybody is moving in this direction. So each of us is more sensitive to each other today than we were 5 years ago. And so our ability to know these things becomes second nature. And it is that second nature that makes us aware other people. And because it's become second nature, it's not like you're thinking, I have to be aware of another person's feelings. Although that is helpful. And, of course, those of you who are listening to this show are probably on the ahead of the curve, so to speak. So you're wanting to know what's going on, or how am I changing, or how is the world changing? And that allows you then to anticipate the curve in the road before you're upon it.
Mm-hmm. Now, this world with no karma, how does that connect up with the fifth dimension? How is that related?
Well, we've talked a lot about 5D, but those of you who are new listening to the show, I think before I answer your question, which I probably need to do after the break, I'd like to talk about what the fifth dimension means. The fifth dimension is the realm or the zone that we are all moving to, and it is a place where there is no negative polarity. There is no adverse polarity. There is no choice that doesn't please God, because we're so connected to God, we're so aware of God, that the idea of choosing something that's not God doesn't occur to us. You know, I often tell people, think of something that there's no way you would say no to, like an opportunity to study with a teacher that you like, or to go take a golf lesson from a famous teacher that you admire. If somebody asks you that question, your answer is, heck, I'm in. But, and then, you know, there might be a few more questions about when can I do this, or how many lessons do I get, or all of that. So all those questions are on the side of yes. The idea is saying no to that opportunity that can occur to you. And in 5D, we're so plugged into God that the possibility of a choice that is not God doesn't occur to us. In 3D, that's part of the game, and we are allowed to choose not God so that we can discover the true essence of God with the blinders on. So in a sense, some of the blinders are coming down, and we're going to know more in an instant than we used to know in a decade.
Okay, so it's still a free world planet, but it wouldn't occur to us to say no to the opportunities that come along or to the highest good. Would you say that?
No, it's not. Yeah, no, what I'm trying to use is a metaphor of this that says when we are operating at 5D, the choices that occur to us are all so well aligned with God that they're all going to be pleasing to God, and the not God choices don't occur to us.
I think we'll have to continue this after the break. Coming up, Maureen will continue talking about life in the fifth dimension in a world with no karma. So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Spent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Billy Roberti. We'll be right back.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite Pure Powder Form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to citysolveurbanrace.com.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help make every day a day of heaven on earth. Today we're talking about a world with no karma. Just a reminder, if you've come in the middle of the show, you can listen to it in its entirety on our website, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's MaureenStgermain.com. Click on our news you can use, and then choose Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. And while you're on our website, sign up for our free newsletter today. Our call-in number is 800-930-2819. Please give us a call and join our conversation about a world with no karma. Now, just when we were coming up to the break, Maureen was talking about karma and the fifth dimension and choices for God, and that that as we move into the fifth dimension, the choices we will make will be naturally part of the choice where we're aligned with God rather than choosing to go off in a different direction and find out what some experience is like. We've been there, done that, I'd say. So, Maureen, what else can you tell us?
Well, I like the way you reframed it. I think that's very nicely put. And that's really what it's about. We've been there, done that, and so we don't need to keep redoing those things. And so we're literally lightening our load by moving into a zone where our ability to sense who we really are is so evident and so part of who we are as our awareness that anything that is less than loving or kind or in alignment with a God expression, this doesn't cross our mind. You know, it's kind of like having a friend for dinner and you know that they won't eat pork. And so you don't even think to buy it for that event. It doesn't even occur to you. Like that. The choices are still full of variety. You know, you could serve that person lots of different things. But pork isn't one of the things you would even think to choose. That's all. So World Without Karma is a really big deal in the sense that you are not held back. You are able to move forward. That any mistakes you made in other lifetimes, they have been met, they've been handled, and you are on a different kind of a path where you might learn things, you might learn to understand life in a certain way, but you don't have to suffer because of pain you have inflicted in other times. Different cycle.
Now, we've also sometimes used the word an ascended state or ascension. Can you just sort of link that up with the fifth dimension?
Yes. I think that these terms are used interchangeably. The place of ascension is the idea that the human could be perfected, like we look at the avatars, whether it's Jesus or Buddha or Muhammad or any other avatar that you might be aware of, and you say, well, that was the perfected human. And so ascension is the perfection of the human. Doesn't mean we're going to die. And in fact, what I now believe is that this will be the age of the walking ascended masters on the planet. So there will be many people who will achieve ascension and will still choose to be here and to be part of consciousness for us to look at, experience, interact with, and so on, and learn from.
And show us it can be done.
Right. It'll also accelerate our path because, you know, someone was saying the other day to me, I think it was my insurance broker, he says, you know, he says, my parents always said, you know who you're going to be by the company you keep. Mm-hmm. So if everybody on the planet is up a notch or two, we're all going to be holier beings than we used to be. That's a foregone conclusion.
Do you have any arrow mandalas that would help us achieve this state?
Yes. Actually, our newest one is called
Unity.
Unity. Thank you. I was going to say it the wrong way. Anyway, Unity is the oil that will help us move into our most evolved self, literally unify with ourselves. And then we also have other arrow mandalas that I would highly recommend that would help us in our process, and that would be Sacred Journey would be of use because it would help us in our meditations to remember some of the sacredness of who we are from other lifetimes. And then there are other formulas that help us clear pain and frustration and suffering. And in our next weeks when we put our newsletter out, there'll be a special on some of the essential oil blends that we want you to have for September because of certain things that we're going to tell you about in September. One of the most effective oils for this process is crystal aline. And crystal aline is an essential oil blend that helps you fit in, helps you feel like you belong, brings in the original crystal templates that are now basic operating instructions. They're part of our basic premise of who we really are. So that essential oil blend helps you connect with that version of you, and it brings in that connection that allows you to move into an alignment, kind of like a stargate, you know, kind of lines you up with who you really are so that you can't, it's easy to be your best self.
Can we eliminate the consequences of karma from our bodies? I mean, it used to be thought, especially in Indian philosophy, that a child who was born lame or someone who got hurt and then was scarred was not just scarred because of something that happened in this lifetime, but was a carryover from past lifetime. So what about our bodies? How will they be different, or will they?
Well, I think that's a really good question. I think that, in general, babies are being born healthier than they used to be, but your point is well taken. And I can tell you from all the Akashic Record readings I have given that one of the things that the record keepers often say to someone who is disabled or has some kind of physical deformity, that those souls are more evolved and that they are choosing the, I'll say, broken body or the disadvantaged body as a way to make sure they're in embodiment without any other mission other than to physically be there, because their light is so great that their presence is all that needs to occur. That's one expression that totally puts that whole idea on its head.
But you also have a Fountain of Youth CD and sound and scent combo and a Fountain of Youth aroma mandala. And you said that people who use these can often start to look younger.
Yes.
So erasing the wrinkles of maybe parenting or life or whatever.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that. We just have a little bit more time.
Okay. So where that comes in is it releases resentment and frustration. And those are what keep us aging. So when we have little resentments and little frustrations, that literally is what ages us. And so aside from also the mass agreement that, you know, we're part of a process so that we could see, we wear our experiences on our face, for example. But, you know, some of that is aging too fast or too intensely. And that's a result that can be addressed with this Fountain of Youth CD or the Fountain of Youth oil, and helps us release those resentments, which actually make us feel younger and look younger.
And
quite amazing.
Those products, starting August 12th, will be special, 20% off on the website for the Fountain of Youth CD, the meditation, the Fountain of Youth sound and scent combo, and the Fountain of Youth and Merkaba Mystique Ara Mandalas. That's four items, 20% off, starting August 10th with our newsletter.
Yeah.
So we're winding down. Yes.
Yeah. So one of the things I would like to encourage you who are listening is when you get up in the morning, one of the things that I'd like to talk a little bit about before the close is the idea of Mercury retrograde, which Madeline talks so much about.
And we're going to be talking about that next week, clearing your stuff during this Mercury retrograde. But it's time to close. This is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we are wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.